This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. China's national legislature has approved several new changes to Hong Kong's electoral system that further shuts out the city's pro-democracy forces. The changes passed Tuesday by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress and signed into law by President Xi Jinping include the creation of a special committee that will review the qualifications of potential candidates to ensure Hong Kong is governed by so-called patriots. The new rules would also reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers to the city's legislative council while expanding the total number of seats from 70 to 90. This, as well as expanding the number of members on Hong Kong's Electoral Commission, which selects the city's chief executive. The number will be increased from 1,200 to 1,500. The electoral changes were praised by Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam, who said bringing in more patriots to the legislature means that the internal rift that has torn Hong Kong apart can be effectively mitigated. Lam said the next legislative elections under the new system will be held in December. The city was scheduled to hold legislative council elections last September, but they were postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Athletes competing in the U.S. Olympic trials can protest, according to the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee, who made that statement on Tuesday. The means of protest that are okay are including kneeling or raising a clenched fist on the podium or at the start line during the national anthem. In a detailed account, the USOPC outlined a wide range of ways athletes can advocate for racial or